back real good.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose back in them times he went around 56th grade. Mm-hmm. I suppose it. Because he had a pretty good education. And the stepmother, she didn't have too much because he married her when she was 16, you know.
When she was what?
16.
Uh-huh. This was your stepmother?
That was my stepmother. My own mother, he married her when she was 13. And she passed away, and it was me and my brother. Mm-hmm. And he thought, well, she'd stay with us a lot, you know, mm-hmm. during my real mother's life. Maybe we would think more of her. Mm-hmm. And she raised us till we got married.
Was she born around?
Yeah, she was born over there too, right close to that old place.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them was, because they were sisters.
Do you think your mother or your stepmother got about 5th or 6th grade education?
I would say something like that, because in them times they didn't have much school either. 4th or 5th, something like that. Because, see, I was so little, I just do remember my mama, and I sure wouldn't remember education.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even 6 years old when she passed away.
What about the work that your parents did?
Well, they were all farmers. Farmers.
Do you think your grandparents were all farmers too?
Well, far back as I can remember. Now the granddaddy, he was, I'd call him a carpenter because he built things and built brick flues like that. I'd call him a mm-hmm. carpenter, wouldn't you?
Which grandfather?
On the side.
Your mother's?
Mother's son.
Hmm.
But he still had the farming going on because mm-hmm. the kids had done it. He was on the farm.
Do you know anything about any of your grandparents' education?
I sure don't.
And your father's parents, they were farmers. They were
farmers too, yeah.
And what about your husband? What work does he do?
Well, see, he's done all kind of work. Check out two of them now. But one's dead, and this one's living.
But
now the first one, all he done was farm, and mm-hmm. this one he's done all kind of work. He's worked, well, the first one farmed a while, and he worked on the state road department.
Mm-hmm.
This one worked for the state, and he worked for the Florida Power Lights, and he worked for chicken farm since we got married, so he's been working for a lot of things. But now he don't work anywhere. It's only just what you see him do this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just go do a little bit for somebody like that that can't. Now see, that lady couldn't walk while the husband was in there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been to Jacksonville, and his whole side went to sleep.
Mm.
And it was his blood thick, so they thinned it.
Mm.
And he's got him back home now. But well, he did finally get up and come out and speak to me. But he's a preacher, see, and
mm-hmm.
he preached about 50 years. And got 8 children.
Gosh.
And the daughter was there. One stays at night and one in daytime because they're not capable of staying by themselves.
Mm. Your first husband, was he born around here?
Oh, yes. He was born right down this road there about. Have you been down this road where Mr. Earl lives, right down there?
Yeah, I've been down
there. Well, he was born right there.
Huh.
So that ain't but about a mile from here. That's right. Now, this young one, I don't know. I wouldn't know where this one was born. But I believe he was raised around old Lusty, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether he's born there or not. I wouldn't know.
Where is that?
Oh, Lusty. It's a station going towards Jacksonville, a little town.
Is it in this county?
No, it's in Baker County. Yeah. It's just over the line from Columbia.
And how old was your first husband when he passed
61.
Away?
61.
And what year was that?
1953. That's when you passed away.
Just before I was born.
Yeah?
I'm born in 54.
Well, you're about 20 years old here then.